الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we witness those chosen and those lucky individuals, those accepted individuals departing for this momentous occasion of Hajj, those fortunate accepted individuals whom Allah Ta'ala has granted this opportunity of undertaking this journey, such a journey. Many a times a person is only blessed to undertake this journey once in his lifetime. And it is referred to as once in a lifetime opportunity. So as we witness this occasion taking place, it is also a time to reflect upon the legacy that was set down by one of the most beloved creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Khalilullah, Khalilur Rahman, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Many a times when a person sets a legacy and a precedent, then his legacy is remembered for a few years or a few generations, and thereafter it is forgotten. But Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, many centuries ago, he had performed certain sacrifices in his life, and these sacrifices were so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were so accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructs us to emulate and carry out those rituals of the beloved friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. That is the sign of the acceptance of the sacrifices of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And when we look at all the sacrifices that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam had carried out, there is one outstanding quality of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam was to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To submit himself. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Majid, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam that submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submit to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did he reply? قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ. I have submitted my entire life, my entire family, my entire wealth, everything. Inna salati, qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. That my very existence, my ibadat, my acts of worship, my family, my wealth, do not belong to me. It is not mine. It all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the time is going to come when everything will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was a salient feature of the life of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And that was earning the title. That is how he got this title. Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is because every moment of his life when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him, from the very, very beginning when Allah ta'ala tested him, he gives da'wah to the people and they reject it. And now the order had come about to burn the beloved friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such a large fire they had built. If they built a small, they made a small fire, it would have sufficed. But in their hearts they had this, that Ibrahim alayhi salam is giving us da'wah and he is so sure about it. We do not want to be embarrassed and humiliated if we cannot burn him with a small fire. So let's build a large fire, a huge fire. Such a fire, and they had such hatred towards Ibrahim alayhi salam. But he did not fear any backlash from anyone. The whole world can be against me. The whole humanity can be against me. My friends can be against me. My family can be against me. My parents can be against me. But I will always choose that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for me. إذ قال إبراهيم لأبيه آزر أتتخذ أصناما آلهة. Allah Ta'ala talks about it in the Quran. When he addresses his father and he tells him, إني أراك وقومك في ضلال مبين. Verily I see you and your entire nation to be in a very, very clear and open deviation and misguidance. And now they prepare this fire. قالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم. The only way we can save our idols is to burn Ibrahim عليه السلام. Such hatred they had, women used to take vows. If a certain need of mine is fulfilled, I'm going to donate firewood towards the fire of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It was like an act of worship for them. It was like an ibadat for them to donate firewood towards the fire of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Such a large fire they had built. Now they're not even able to throw him into that fire. Shaitan comes in the form of a man. And he gives them the idea to place him upon a catapult and hoist him into the fire. And here again we witness the friendship and the quality of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Jibreel and Mikael, two powerful creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel Amin, such a powerful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel has 600 wings. If he just has to spread out one wing, the entire east will be covered. If he has to spread out his other wing, the entire west will be covered. When Allah Ta'ala had given him the command to go and destroy the nation of Lut alayhi salam, he used the tip of one of his wings. And he lifted up the entire nation so high that the barking of the dogs of the nation of Lut alayhi salam could be heard in the first heaven. Allah Ta'ala talks about Jibreel in the Quran, Dhi Quwwah, the one of strength, power and might. Such a powerful angel, Jibreel. Now they are watching. Ibrahim alayhi salam has been thrown into the fire. So they tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh my Allah, your Khalil, your close friend, Ibrahim alayhi salam is about to be thrown. Can we go and assist him? So Allah ta'ala says, yes, we may go and assist him. They take permission. So Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam now come to the earth. And in that time, Ibrahim alayhi salam was only thrown into the fire. And they come by him. So what does Ibrahim alayhi salam tell them? Why have you come? They said, we have come to assist you. Next question, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you? Did my Allah send you to come and assist me? They say, no, Allah did not send us. But we took permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come and assist you. Ibrahim alayhi salam tells them that amma ilayka fala. As for your help and your assistance, Jibreel, powerful creation of Allah. But as for your help and your assistance, I do not require it. I do not require your assistance. I place my complete trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to assist me, not you. Amma ilayka fala. You took permission? Allah didn't send you directly. My total trust and reliance is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read in the Quran and Majid, Allah ta'ala thereafter gives the instructions that قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. That, O fire, become cool and a means of peace for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam had this yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That my Allah is well aware of my condition. If my Allah wants to protect me, Allah will protect me. Placing his complete trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fire cannot burn without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fire requires the permission of Allah ta'ala to burn. No matter how big and how large the fire can be, it still requires the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The power to burn by the fire has been given from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the yaqeen and the tawakkul that Ibrahim alayhi salam had. And Allah ta'ala makes this fire a means of peace for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then everything around him burned. Whatever was placed, all the wood and all the fuel for the fire, everything burned. In the midst of this fire, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was saved and was protected. Namrud the king is watching. He even asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, that are you able to come out from this fire? He says, yes. And he comes out from that fire. So this is what gave Ibrahim alayhi salam the title Khalilullah. That he submitted himself to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Years and years Allah ta'ala did not bless him with a child, but he did not lose hope. Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Mufassirin ulama mentioned that he was over 100 years of age. His wife was also very, very old. قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا. Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Maryam that Ibrahim alayhi salam now addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh my Allah, I've become so old, but oh my Allah, I've not become despondent in you. I've not lost hope in you. Despite me being so old and so advanced in age, my beard has become white, my hair has become white, but I will never ever lose hope in your mercy and your rahmah. After many, many years of making dua, can you imagine how beloved and how close the child must have been in such an old age? Allah Ta'ala blesses him with a child. But what was his worry and concern after Allah Ta'ala blessed him with that child? Allah Ta'ala now instructs him to take that child. After many, many years of having the child, to take the child and order from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go and leave the child in a barren land, undertake this journey from Philistine to Makkah al-Mukarramah. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. Not the Makkah of today, but that Makkah, completely barren, complete desert land. No vegetation, no crops, no animals, no inhabitants whatsoever. Completely barren land. He makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have left my family in such a land. And as he's leaving them and he's going away, again we see his submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His wife comes. The order was given, do not speak to her in any way. So she asks him, where are you going? He does not respond. First time, second time. Eventually she asks him, Allahu amaraka bihada? Did Allah ta'ala instruct you with this? Is it the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he gives an ishara, an indication that yes, it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then she says, idhan lay yudayyana Allah. Then Allah will not desert us. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all be with us. That was the submission that they had. And after leaving them, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. What was his worry and concern? Oh my Allah, I left my family near the Kaaba, near the sacred house, in a completely desert and barren land. First request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Then, oh my Allah, let them establish salah in their lives. Let salah become made the main part of their lives. Let them have that connection with you. Let them have that direct connection with you. فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Next request. Then let people come to this place. And thereafter he makes dua, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Then, O Allah, you sustain. You take the responsibility. They must take the responsibility of establishing salah in their lives. O Allah, you assume the responsibility of granting them risk and provision. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. Why? So that they may thank you and make shukr for the ni'mat that you have given them. And we see Allah Ta'ala accepted this dua. Such a land, such a profitable land, such a prosperous land, that despite it being total desert, barren land, food comes from throughout the world. There is not a person that goes for Hajj and he does not come back enjoying the food and the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. Nobody goes there and experiences hunger. This is the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this is a submission of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then friends and elders, we don't have much time, but we'll try and put the ultimate sacrifice that Ibrahim alayhi salam made. Allah ta'ala again tested. And every test he passed with flying colors. When he addresses his son Ismail alayhi salam, إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Mufassirin mentioned that if Allah Ta'ala wanted, Allah Ta'ala could have given a direct command to Ibrahim alayhi salam that now go and slaughter your son. But Allah Ta'ala shows him in a dream, رُؤْيَا الْأَنْبِيَا وَحْيٌ, a dream of a Nabi is wahi. Allah Ta'ala sends wahi to Anbiya in different ways. But what was the test for Ibrahim alayhi salam? The test was that Allah Ta'ala showed him in a dream. And a dream has the door of interpretation. It could be interpreted anyway. He could have taken figuratively or literally. But such was the spirit of submission that Ibrahim alayhi salam had, that he took it as the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a lesson for us and a lesson for humanity also. That we have direct instructions from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has clear cut and explicit instructions for us to carry out. We have the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that has explicit and clear cut instructions for us to carry out, without any door of interpretation. And how are we carrying out these commands? Are we wholeheartedly accepting the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bringing about the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives? Or are we finding loopholes to avoid carrying out these actions? So this was the instruction from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabiyuna Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, is ready to carry it out. And such qurbani and sacrifice he makes, that even when he's praying, he asks his son the question. Mufassirin mentioned, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. When he asks him, what is your opinion in this matter? It was not that he was giving him a choice. But Ibrahim alayhi salam wanted to see that all these years of the correct upbringing and the correct nurturing, what response will be from the side of Ismail alayhi salam? And he was very, very pleased with the reply that Ismail alayhi salam gave him. That qala ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Through my beloved father, you do as you are commanded. You do as you wish, as Allah Ta'ala has commanded you. How is the instruction? You carry it out. Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. You will find me by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, here Ismail alayhi salam shows that the correct Islamic upbringing was undertaken. The tarbiyah, the correct tarbiyah of the child was given. that you will find me to have patience, not by my own accord, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the strength and the ability given to me from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see me exercising patience when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given. Friends and elders, this is the qurbani, and this is the sacrifice. Allah ta'ala loves this action so much. And Allah ta'ala has given Ibrahim alayhi salam the title of being the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not asked to carry out such type of sacrifices, wherein we have to slaughter our own son, leave our son in a total barren desert land with no provisions. No. The sacrifices that we have to make for Islam and Deen are very, very simple and very, very easy compared to all of this. But we are required to carry out the sacrifices. First and foremost, our main command, our main order, رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, to bring about salah in our lives. And when we're carrying out these commands, these small sacrifices, when the muazzin is calling out, الصَّلَاةُ خَيْرٌ مِنَ النَّوْمِ, at the time of Fajr, where our sleep is most beloved to us. But what is our sacrifice of this? In this era, in this time, is to sacrifice our pleasure for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are placing the knife on the animal also, it is not the blood or the flesh that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is our piety, it is our taqwa that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To sacrifice our pleasure, to leave out our pleasure, whatever our heart tells us to do, to sacrifice it, to put that knife on our nafs, that my heart is telling me, go to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, break the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave out what makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, leave it out. Our heart is telling us to do that. But our sacrifice at this moment in time is to sacrifice our pleasure for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, with that sacrifice and that pleasure, we can also earn the title. And we can also become the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah granted the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.